Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
2017 is an exciting year because there's many opportunities ahead of us, including defunding Planned Parenthood and continuing to stand for the sanctity of all human life, including the most vulnerable among us, those that are preborn in the womb. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, back when we had the House, the Senate, and the White House all under Republican leadership under George W. Bush, we still did not defund Planned Parenthood. But now, I believe, in 2017, that is a high priority for the Trump administration and for this Republican majority in the House and Senate. He campaigned on the issue of defunding Planned Parenthood. There's no reason, Holly, why anyone should send a dollar to fund this abortion industry known as Planned Parenthood. It is a racist, eugenic organization that targets individuals and certain classes of people for eliminating their kind, if you will. That was all part of Margaret Sanger's MO. She was a social Darwinianist. She believed in helping move faster so-called evolutionary processes by eliminating certain kinds of people to create a super race. In that vein, she was no different than Adolf Hitler. In fact, Hitler liked her, and they were on the same page with regards to the eugenics movement. She did it through initially contraception and then later through abortion. There's no reason why any dollar should go to this organization.
You know, absolutely. We've got a CEO of Planned Parenthood that now makes $1 million a year off the profits of killing babies and selling their body parts. You have companies that are making up to 70% profit off these precious babies. You know, since Roe versus Wade was passed, we've had 58 million babies that have been murdered as a result. We are grateful to be able to represent Sandra Merritt, who's one of the journalists who unveiled those videos of Planned Parenthood selling the baby body parts, which they denied over and over, but it's right there on video of them actually doing that. So we're so proud to be able to represent her in this courageous act of what she did.
Yeah, in fact, what you have is a prosecutor out in California now going after the companies that procured the organs from Planned Parenthood to sell them at enormous profits. You also have investigations of Planned Parenthood. You also have other actions coming against Planned Parenthood for their participation in the sale, procurement and sale of baby body parts, which is a federal crime. And now what you have is the charge against Sandra Merritt and David DeLaden dismissed from that criminal indictment in Texas. The Stem Express lawsuit that was filed against Sandra Merritt and David DeLaden dismissed in California. The remaining case that we're defending is the one involving Planned Parenthood coming after Sandra Merritt and David DeLaden in a San Francisco federal court. They have filed a massive lawsuit trying to silence them. Sandra Merritt, our client, was one of the two undercover investigators that revealed to the world what was going on behind these doors of Planned Parenthood, the barbaric procurement and sale of baby body parts, the callous joking about whether or not they can tell this baby is a male, or different just gruesome aspects of this abortion industry. And we have these individuals that promote this that is, you know, a Hitler-esque kind of eugenic organization.
Human genocide, yeah.
It's human genocide. Now, I'm so glad. You know, in the past, I think people got tired of politicians because they would say one thing, and when they get in office, they become wishy-washy.
Right.
We should have defunded Planned Parenthood when George W. Bush had control of the House and Senate, and it was just politics back then. But I don't think it's just politics now, and certainly the American people are not going to sit back. Those of us around the country are not going to sit back and allow this opportunity to go by without defunding Planned Parenthood. I know that they're very nervous about that. They should be.
Yeah.
But we should never have given $500 million a year to this organization to begin with.
Right. And we're grateful for a new president and new staff that he is putting around him that are pro-life. So hopefully we will see this done very soon, Matt.
Yeah. And if you look across the cabinet, I think it's the most pro-life, Christian value cabinet in history.
Right.
And that goes all the way back to Ronald Reagan, even. There are strong people who are pro-life in every area of the cabinet. You think of Dr. Ben Carson for HUD. You think of, former Governor Rick Perry.
Vice President Pence.
Vice President Pence, Betsy DeVos for mm-hmm. Department of Education. And you go on and on and on. And these people are solid in their stand for life. I think it's time for our country to move forward and not only defund Planned Parenthood, but collectively to repent for the 58 million children that we have slaughtered since 1973. God cannot continue to bless America when we ultimately destroy the young children that are created in His image. If you think about the massive number of people, Florida is a big state. It's a huge state. But if you take Florida and double it in size, and you drive from one end of Florida to the other, from the Keys all the way to the Panhandle, 8 hours minimum to do that, maybe longer because it's a long state, and you see every single person along the way, and you're just looking at a small periphery. So if you had like an aerial view and you saw every single moving person, what you're looking at is we have aborted more than twice the size of every single man, woman, and child living in the state of Florida.
That's crazy.
That's just unbelievable.
It's a lot of innocent blood on our hands in this nation. And it just grieves the heart of God. It's this sin that we have committed. And so we definitely need to keep praying, that not only Planned Parenthood would be defunded, but people would really open their eyes and their hearts to the reality of what's going on.
The good thing is that at these National Marches for Life in Washington, D.C. every year to commemorate and remember the tragedy of Roe versus Wade and the lives that have been lost, not just the children that have been aborted, which certainly to remember them, but also the mothers who have been robbed of motherhood, who have the scar of guilt that is continuing to gnaw at them, whether they know it or not, mm-hmm. and fathers and siblings.
It affects everyone.
Families that have been deprived of young children.
Right.
People, as this country, we've been deprived of these people who would be productive citizens, maybe individuals who would invent amazing technologies or cures,
right.
completely wiped off the map because of someone's inconvenience or perceived inconvenience under the name of abortion. And so we need to make sure that we reach out to these people, pray for this country, and turn from our wicked ways, as the scripture says, and ask for God to heal our country. We need to begin healing by stopping the slaughter of innocent children.
Right, and don't be afraid to speak up. I know that happened to you, Matt, as you were a pastor, and you would have been for abortion at that time until you saw what it was. And I think it's so important for people to understand what abortion really is, and that's an eye-opener and a heartbreaker right there.
It is. And, when we're moving forward, both on the Liberty Council Action, which is our public policy branch, focusing on national and state legislation and laws and policy, Liberty Council, which is our public interest law firm, not only working with those areas, but also, in addition, working in the courts to defend and advance life, religious liberty, and family. We are moving forward high gear in 2017 to make sure that we use this opportunity of time. I believe God gave us a second chance with the election that happened in 2016. And now we're in the first 100 days of this administration, brand new into this administration. And we can't blow it because I don't believe we may have a second chance. I'm so thankful that we have an opportunity now. We could have had Hillary Clinton, who is radically pro-abortion. It would have opened up the White House to groups like Planned Parenthood. And now we don't have that. We have an opportunity, Holly, to do some unprecedented things to really make America great, as Donald Trump says, but make America great in so many foundational ways. Restore the sanctity of human life.
Right.
Restore the foundations of faith that ultimately gave birth to the freedom of this country.
Right. We need to be on our knees praying faithfully about this, as well as speaking out and educating other people who aren't aware what abortion is and get involved. Maybe it's in a pro-life counseling situation or a sidewalk counselor. You can be involved in your community as well to help defend unborn life.
Go to Liberty Counsel's website, stand with the Ministry of Liberty Counsel. These are exciting times, and we need you more than ever to stand with us, both in prayer and in your financial commitment and support. You can make an online contribution at lc.org. You can learn more about Liberty Counsel and get involved by subscribing to our free communication avenues, emails, broadcast on the radio, but also through newsletters. All of that's available at lc.org. Call us today, 407-875-1776. That's 407-875-1776.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.